Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
At 720 WGN, Dane in for Dean until 1 p.m. here on the Sunday morning show in Chicago. Great food town, great race town, great sports town, great town for entertainment. One of the best things that we do here, I think, you know, almost as good or better than any place else in the country is entertainment and some of those venues where, whether it's live theater, whether it's comedy, and somebody that is going to be bringing, you know, some amazing stuff out to the Mackinich Center out at the College of DuPage is the director. She is on the line with us. It's Diana Martinez. Diana, welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much.
So, Diana, these are exciting times. I mean, this is cool. You're looking at 30 years for the Mac out there at COD and bringing all of the pretty amazing expertise and experiences that you have through your career.
You know, it's our 30th anniversary, and it's going to be one of our biggest seasons ever, and we are really excited about it. We have some really great, great artists coming to visit.
So when it comes to COD, everyone has heard about it. It is, I think it's one of the top community colleges in the country for sure. The facilities are always getting improved. I live out near the kind of Lombard Elmhurst area and out there in Glen Ellen. So it's positioned right there. And it seems like they're always building and improving on the things out there for the students at COD.
I'll tell you, if you have not been to College of DuPage in the last 5 years, you haven't been there. It's completely transformed to where it was, you know, years ago, that what people might remember. And it is a 21st century campus. It's absolutely gorgeous.
So let's get into a little bit about what brought you out there to the Mac and to COD. Most recently, you were the president of the Second City, which
yes.
is world renowned for entertainment, comedy, specifically sketch comedy, live entertainment that that you have there. So take about, you know, some of the experience that you had at Second City and kind of build that into the things that you're shaping as far as the schedule out at COD.
Well, you know, that experience at Second City was just amazing, and it's an incredible family and institution, and Second City is the largest school of sketch comedy in the world. So there is a big educational component to Second City, which was easily transferable to College of DuPage. And I happen to live in Glen Ellen and was born and raised in Glen Ellen, and I was when I left Second City, I wanted to consult and do my own thing. And someone from College of DuPage called me, Stephen Cummins, who was directing there before me. And he said, I hear you're consulting. And I just got a job in Chico, California, and I need somebody to help cover because they were reopening the center after being closed for 2 years. And would you help? And I know you live in Glen Ellen. And I said, sure, I'll do it part-time and get them open and get on my way. And I'll tell you, being able to work 10 minutes from my house on this beautiful campus and be able to contribute to my own community for the first time in my career was really, really rewarding. And I have a 90-year-old mother who I care for, and so it was like the perfect combination of things that made me say I'm staying. And so having the opportunity to work in an educational institution is really inspiring. And we bring Second City out to College of DuPage at least twice a year, every year. So my relationship with them is still strong.
It's cool. They are so blessed to have you just based on your lifetime experience, you know, and just the things going on in your life, right? As far as proximity to the place, you know, your relatives and your mom and all of that. And you think of Second City as far as the comedy side of things, but you have such a diverse kind of list of events and things that are happening there. Everything from music, and of course, you were with Kenny Rogers for a number of years, so you've got that as far as not only on the sketch comedy and the live performancing, but also on the music side, and you're bringing it all to COD.
And it's a wonderful opportunity because the college has an eclectic, you know, smorgasbord of things students can study, music, dance, theater. So it gives me the opportunity to bring these things to the table. And then when the artists are there, we can do master classes for the students, which is really exciting for the students. you know, like Momex is coming, and they're like this amazing dance company that's very visual and artsy, and they're doing a show called Opus Cactus, and it's all Southwest images, and they're very much like Palabolas, and there's humor, and it's like a IMAX of dance. And so then while they're there, they'll do a masterclass with the students, which is really great. It's a really amazing once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for those students to get to work with these artists.
Wow. So you're building in not only the entertainment side, but also, yeah, true to the roots, obviously it's an educational institution, is that you're building in some of that education as well. And talk a little bit about some of the music acts that you guys are going to have. I mean, you got John Hiatt, you've got, there's so many more in there. You've got some of the top finalists from America's Got Talent.
You know, we have Stephen Schwartz, who wrote Wicked and Pippin. He's going to be doing a show with Liz Calloway and Broadway Stars and talking about all of the musicals that he's written and performing with these Broadway favorites of his. Actually, one of them, Liz Calloway, is from Chicago, who will be performing with him, which is really exciting. And we have Herb Alpert of Tijuana Brass.
Wow.
Yeah, and his wife, I should say, as well, will be performing with him. Winona Judd and the Big Noise will be here for Christmas. And one show I'm really excited about is the High Kings. And they are an Irish rock group. And I saw them in New York, and all... like, wow, these guys are amazing. And they're like number one rock, and they'll be performing here. So that will be an exciting show. And then we have classical things with our new Philharmonic Orchestra as well. They're our orchestra in residence. And they have a few shows that they'll be presenting. They're going to do an opera this year, the Mikado. They have an evening with Gershwin. And then one I'm really excited about is called the Music City Hitmakers, and they are the writers from Nashville who have written no less than 10 number one hits, and they come out and they perform their own songs and talk about the stories behind the stars who perform their songs.
Oh, it is so good. This is all world-class stuff from around the world as far as the Ireland's Folk Band of the Year. You've got Rick Steves doing, you know, a talk about, you know, he's the travel expert. You know, you've got Bruce Hornsby. I mean, how do you do this? I mean, they are so lucky to have you. Have you had to kind of marshal all of your experience and contacts to bring this stuff in? And are there things that, like, you are looking forward to kind of bringing in the near future that you're kind of going out? Because you are bringing kind of the world to COD.
We are, and it's so local. You know, it's easy to get to. We have free parking. You know, it's really one of the things our customers tell us is we love how convenient this is. You know, the parking's free. We have full-service bar. We have a free art gallery. So people love the convenience. And you know, in terms of how do you do it, you know, it's relationships. And I've been in the business now for over 25 years, so you build relationships and you kind of learn what sells for each audience and what people want. And now that I've been here a couple years, I really think I'm getting to understand what this audience wants. And it's been a lot of fun to be able to bring some of these big names in.
It is great. So great for the people in the suburbs, but certainly a reason from wherever you are in the city or Chicagoland to make your way over to COD. The website is at themac.org for that. And let's talk about the event coming up that you guys have, a community open house and tickets on sale for the 30th anniversary scene. That's coming up right around the corner.
Yes, on August, on September, oh my goodness, my days are all going crazy. Saturday, August 6th at 11 a.m., we are having a tickets on sale party. And it's right now, if you want to buy a subscription and pick three or more shows, you can order your tickets right now. But for those people who say, hey, you know, I just really want to come and see Winona, or I want to come see Rick Steves or Kathleen Madigan, you can come. They go on sale on Saturday, August 6th. And you can wait till they're on sale online. But on the 6th, the big secret is I waive all the ticket charges. And we have free tours of the theater, so you can actually pick your seat, see where you'll be sitting in the hall. And we have free food. We do giveaways every half hour. And it's really a lot of fun, and a lot of people show up because they want to see the space and ask some questions. And usually people find out about other shows they want to see. So it's really wonderful.
It is. It is the kind of thing that you can get people in there. Like you said, they can check out the space and understand what it is that is happening there. And that's coming up at August 6th, 11 a.m. on Saturday for the ticket sale party for the 30th anniversary season coming up. Now, do you find that, because you kind of have to manage, it seems as though, and let listeners know, of course, we're speaking with Diana Martinez. She's the director of the MAC over there at COD, that your access to some really great, desirable and acts that are going to attract fans. Do you have to kind of hold off and maybe make a season that can inspire people to want to see it all? Because the diversity, you've got the music, you've got the interest, you've got the talks, you've got the classical music, you've got the comedy with Second City. Do you have to kind of space it out, saying like, I want to have something that people can feel as though when they get what would be, you know, a membership or season tickets, if you will, that these are the kind of things that there's going to be a nice variety of events that people can enjoy all of them.
Because of being on a campus, we have such a diverse audience, and we have WDC Radio and they're jazz fans, so we've got to do something for jazz, and we have to do something for the dance department. And I have a huge affinity for comedy, and I mean, when I got there, we named the theater after Belushi. The Belushi brothers actually went there, and John Belushi made a scholarship in Jim Belushi's name. And when we were reopening the center, I talked to the administration and said, you know, there will never be a bigger name that comes out of this theater. I hope there will be, but right now, you know, he's raised over $400,000 in scholarships for students. How can we not name it after him? So we have a big affinity to improv and comedy, so we make sure we do comedy and improv. And I think the audience likes that. You know, I think they like the variety. And this year we're doing a new program where we're streaming broadcasts from London of, like, Helen Mirren in the audience. So there's shows that are on the London stages that will be streamed at the MAC. So there's truly something for everyone.
Being a part of what is an entertainment facility, and again, you know, world-class stuff that you're bringing there to the MAC at COD, but it is an educational institution. And if you could speak a little bit to, as far as like the tickets or ways that people can support it. So when people buy tickets to it, does some of it go back to either help students or to kind of improve either the facilities? I know you've got great stuff there, but where does the dollars go when people come in and support the shows?
Well, the dollars go toward the shows, and we also have an amazing fundraising foundation that helps to keep, like, the MAC chats that we do before the show that are free to the public to give you a little more insight. The faculty does those. The college contributes. And quite honestly, it's the taxpayers' contributions that keep the facilities going, and then the ticket buyers are the ones that support the artist who comes in. So the education is supported by our tax dollars, and we try to give back to the community with our free summer series that we do on Thursday and Friday nights, and we have free concerts that are open to the public. About 2,500 people come each week to see these concerts. We had the Buckinghams last Friday. We'll have the Doo-Wop Project, Brass Transit, which is a Chicago band, and then we'll have some jazz artists on Thursday night. So it's really quite a relationship with our donors in the suburbs who support the facility and the art of it and the art and the acts that come in, and then the taxpayers pay for the facility and the education. And when we do fundraisers, they go half and half to scholarships, and we put money toward visiting artists and master classes and those kinds of things.
So the MAC, the address for it, most people in the suburbs know where the campus of College of DuPage is, but it's at 425 Faywell Boulevard, and the MAC is right there. And you really have created, you know, such a schedule, such a lineup, I think, that'll attract, not only support students in a way that I don't know that if there's other facilities or even schools, even in the Midwest, anywhere, right, that has a lineup like this. So you're doing some amazing things, and just your diversity on the background, of course, letting the listeners know we're talking with Diana Martinez. She's the director of the Mackinac Center that is over there at COD. So before we let you go, the diversity of experiences, the jobs that you've held in entertainment, was there a time when Diana Martinez was either an aspiring, you know, comic or performer or singer or actress or television host. And then you just found that that your kind of niche was actually being the conduit to these events for everyone else.
You know, yes, I was a director. I started actually directing plays and musicals, and that was where I started. And I think I've always had the bug, but I always had the business side of me that won, because I was too insecure to say, I can't go from job to job to job. I want to real, you know, I want to settle in. And when I started directing, I started realizing how much more satisfying it was to see the whole cast evolve and bring this all together, than just being in the show myself. But my secret, if you want to know my secret desire, was always to be a talk show host. That was my secret desire.
Come on, really?
Come on, yeah. Well, honestly, I always wanted to be a talk show host, just like you.
Oh, see? Stop. Well, you're a talk show guest, and at the highest level, too. And so I know the listeners have enjoyed hearing from you, Diana Martinez. And, of course, hopefully they'll get out to see you guys on Saturday, August 6th at 11 a.m. at The Mac, which is at 425 Faywell Boulevard. You can go at The Mac, at themac.org for the website on probably all the different events, ways to get involved, season tickets, and of course the things coming up. So I want to thank you for everything that you're doing over there. Not that, of course, the you know standing ovations that you see aren't thanks enough, but Diana, thanks for everything, and thanks for being in WGN today.
Thank you, and we'd love to have you. So if you want to pick a show to come out to and bring a couple of listeners with you, we would love to have you. You can give away a couple tickets if you'd like, and you pick out the show.
Are you serious?
Thank you so much. I am so serious.
Oh, wow. That's great. Well, we'll run through that, and before the end of the show today, we will get a winner for that. So those people that lost out, you know, Pat and Artie, who lost out on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's okay, right? This is a silver lining.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Diana. Thanks so much. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Diana Martinez from The Mac.